Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. This is Taran Travel, and today my show, I'm calling it I Had to Save My Life. This pandemic has affected many people in their mental state, and some are dealing with a deep depression. Some people are even questioning whether they should live another day. Suicide rates have skyrocketed, particularly among the millennials. And a lot of young people are beginning to feel that there really is no hope for the future. Unfortunately, our current leaders haven't done a great job of reassuring them of the future and that there's anything to look forward to. So today I'm talking to Tresia Faison, who has developed a program to boost your self-esteem and your self-worth. Tresia, are you on the call?
Hey, Terry, yes, I am.
Wonderful. How are you today?
How are you today? I'm great.
I'm
fantastic.
Great. I feel blessed, very blessed.
Yes, yes, totally, yes.
So I want to know how you came about starting a program like this. Was there something that happened in your life personally?
Absolutely. Let me give you a little background and bring you up to speed of how I created this program. As a young girl raised in the city of Detroit, I'm the seventh of 10 children, and so you can get lost in the shuffle. But as a little girl, I was not made to really feel good about who I am and my ability to do things. I remember when I was in the second grade, and I was double promoted to the fourth grade. And my mom said, no, you know, just leave her there. She doesn't need to move further. And then there was another time in my life when I was doing something as a little girl, and I was an outspoken little girl. I mean, really a people person. And back in those days, there was a terminology that parents would say that wasn't a good thing. It was more making you feel like, okay, you were this bad person, or you were, you know, you weren't embracing who you are. So I began to close within because I began to feel like whoever this person was, I am, is not a good person. So I began to live my life from a different aspect of not feeling good or not loving myself. And years went on where that just developed in me, even as an adult or a teenager. You know, I began to always feel like something was missing. I felt like I didn't belong. I felt invisible. I had no value. I lost my voice. I was molested as a little girl. So that, you know, played a role, too, of my self-worth and everything. But and growing up as a young lady, you know, you begin to learn how to camouflage those feelings and cover those things up. So I had the outer look, you know, that people thought everything was okay on paper. You know, when I would put my resume out, people would interview me just to make sure this was a real person. Nobody can have this great qualities in them. And, you know, so I had that. But in carrying that all those years, you know, it was always something missing. And then one day I began to teach cheerleading to a group
of people. You don't have to take them off.
Just
slide them out of the box.
To 14. And one day while at work, I got a call that one of my cheerleaders had hung herself. And her mom had walked downstairs and saw that she was hanging and had to cut her down. And that devastated me. And it made me begin to look at myself because I'm seeing myself as that 14-year-old girl that I could have went that route too. And so I began to take steps to say, what do I need to do to rediscover who I am as a woman, you know, and in order to save that little girl that's in me that was yet hurting and felt lost and abandoned. So I began to, you know, do the work. You know, I began to sign up for workshops, read books, meditate, pray. And it got to a point where, you know, I decided that it was really time for me to really, really, really dig deep and to do some work. So I did some inner child work. I went, I began to look at some pictures of myself as a little girl, and I could see the expressions on my face. So I began to really connect with her and let her know that she, you know, is special. She was this and she's this. And to really just love on myself as this girl, bringing her into the woman that I am today. So in doing that, that allowed me to surround myself with, I started surrounding myself with more powerful women. And through this, I created the program. My first program I created was Pure.
Hold on one second, Tracia. Hold on one second. I know we have some other people that are on the line. Can I ask all the other people that are on the line if they could mute themselves? So if you are not talking, if you could please mute yourself so we can hear Tracia. I know that there are other people that are also on the line, and there's a lot of background noise. So if they could just mute their call, because I can't mute them. But if they could mute their lines, that way we could hear the rest of your story. So everybody that's not Tracia talking, if you could please mute your line. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, Tracia. Let's go on.
Oh no, that's
your
totally
story.
Fine.
Because the information you're sharing is so important.
Yeah, so I began to like do the work because I knew I could not allow other young girls to experience what I experienced because, like I say, I was able to move forward with it, even though I camouflaged it. But there were young girls who couldn't, and like this young girl who hung herself, she couldn't. It was very devastating to her. So I began to, like I say, do the work. I surrounded myself with more positive women that gave me a vision to know there's hope. I can reach for something else. And like I said, I started by first looking at childhood pictures of me and really connecting with that little girl who was wounded and hurt back in those days, and began to love her and let her know that we made it, you know, and it's safe now that we to love yourself and to do this. And so the first program I created was I did a workshop called Pure, and Pure stands for Pieces Unified Revealing Your Essence. And in that workshop, it helps them to reveal the powerful you that we are, reuniting those pieces of ourselves that we have lost throughout our journey of life experiences, because we cannot continue to do that. In order to have a fulfilling life, we have to be a full individual. And so with that program, that workshop, and I just begin to continue to do these things, to give of service to others, which start more empowering me, that today I see myself now, and I'm this overwhelmed person full of self-love and self-care, because self-love goes hand-in-hand with self-care. And I have my voice. I know my value, and I know I'm totally enough just as I am. And so I've turned my path into my path of passion that led me to where I am today, because I would tell, I have to celebrate that past experience and know that was a bridge that got me to being where I am today, this woman that's full of love and light and bold and courageous and happy and successful. So I began to think, well, how can I help others, especially, like you say, during this time of the pandemic when we're locked in and some of us live by ourselves. And even those that don't, we still feel like we're alone. And so I created a program called Mastery of Self-Love. And in 21 days, you know, going through this process, you would learn how to go back to your heart and learn to see who you truly are, feel who you truly are, and embrace who you truly are, be able to release all those past misbeliefs, misconcepts that we put on ourselves. I remember I had this one belief I had that if I love it, I'll lose it. I had to go change that belief and know that I can love something and have it. And so this is why I created the 21-day program to self-love, because I didn't want anybody else to experience what I experienced. I've been doing this work, I would say, ever since I was about 30. So I'll be 60 next year. So to narrow something from 20 years or 30 years of work down to something that you can do for yourself within 3 weeks is phenomenal. And that's why I created this program, to help others to discover their greatness, without having to experience all the years of repeating those same behaviors and cycles year in and year out, that now, today, within a three-week period taking a program, you can now embrace and love who you truly are and see your beauty and your worth just as you are.
Wow. Now, this sounds so magnificent. If somebody said, I need to get in this program, how would they get in contact with you? How would they be able to start on this?
Okay. So what I'm going to do is they can get in touch with me. They can email me at Trucia, that's T as in Tom, R-E, C as in Cat, I-A, dot pureessenceenterprise@gmail.com. And when they send me an email, I will schedule them a free 30-minute conversation. I don't like to say a consultation. I like to say conversation. We can have a conversation and see where the individual is and which program I have that fits them for where they are.
Now, is there a fee at all involved in this?
Well, there is a fee for the 21-day program. There is a fee. And
okay.
That fee for that is $197, and it is an online course. I do have other materials. I have a CD that I have for, I think it's like $5 for the CD, which you can hear different excerpts and get a, you know. And then I also have a couple articles that I have written that they would have gained access to that. But I do have... if someone wants to get started now, I do have it where I'm willing to work with individuals. Like I said, once we have the conversation, and then I can find out what fits into their budget of where they are to get them started on that path.
Wow, that sounds excellent. So it's a matter of getting in contact with you. Now, do you do like any kind of payment plan for people who might have a difficulty with the cost?
Absolutely. I do. We have a payment plan that you can do the one-time payment of the $197, or we have it where you can break it down into monthly payment. You know, and take it that
way.
So they can, they do have options to do that. And again, like I said, I did do the. I'm coming to relaunch my workshop, and the workshop is like a 3-day workshop that I'm trying to set that up virtually. So we can, you know, get back to the workshop that we're doing. You know, we had the live workshop, but because of COVID, everything is going virtual. So I'm really looking forward and into starting doing a 3-day workshop regarding the unify, revealing your soul essence. So I think that's a very powerful thing that will really jumpstart someone to take through those 3 days to really get in to the depth of where you are, look at it, learn to release it, forgive it, and move forward.
Now, is there any kind of, do you have a special program for women and a different program for men, or is it same men or women, you know, any stipulations like that?
No, there is no stipulation, because in doing my studies with self-love, I come to notice and I come to realize that men suffer just as much as women and more when it comes to self-love. So this program is geared for men and women, because each individual have to have that certain amount of self-love and value within themselves in order to bring it into any relationship. And that's why a lot of the relationships today are not working, because we have two wounded children. Although we're in adult body, we have wounded men, wounded women, which are little girls, little boys. And we're coming together as adults. So this program is for both men and women.
So is it,
and,
do
and
you
it
need
does
to be
meet
an adult
of
or
individuals
how
of all ages?
I was going to say, so you will take children. So if it was a child, like I know I taught school for 30 plus years, and I saw a lot of these things even as young as kindergarten. So do you take children as young as five or six?
No, I have,
or is it?
I have not worked with children that young, but with this program you can, because everybody's looking to be loved and to feel that love. And I know when I was growing up as a young girl, I think when I became maybe about 13 or something like that, I used to love to do little girls' hair. I've always been wanting to make people feel good about themselves. So from the aspect of children, I have not done it, but I do have people that I work with that are willing to do work with children.
Excellent, excellent. Now, we were speaking earlier, and you were saying things that you can do even on a daily basis, like small things that people can do to start to change over if they're not getting in the program. What could somebody do just within themselves if they were not in the program, but something to do daily that could make a difference in their lives?
Okay, so my first tip is I call it mirror mirror. And everybody knows, I think mirror mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all. And so I started. Each morning I would get up when I got out of bed and I would go into the mirror. And I would look into my eyes, directly into my eyes, and I would hold my heart. And I would just say to myself, I love you. I thank you. I love you. I would do that for just 15 minutes. And starting off, it was a little difficult because you're looking directly into your eyes and you're tempted to look away because that those voices of criticism and all that wants to say, you know, you're not looking like this. You look, you know, just want to be a judgment. And I would stop. If I didn't make the 15 seconds, I would stop and do it again. And holding my heart, I would feel my heartbeat as a gift. And I would recognize that's my gift to life, my gift that God gave me of life. And then looking in my eyes, I could connect with my soul and start to tell myself, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are enough. You are loving. You are lovable. And I love you. I love you. And I would just say that. And as time would go on, I begin to feel that. And my saying it would change to not just words, I love you, I love you. It was, I was still, I love you. You know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for my heart and another day to just love me and care for me. And that was the first step I took. And that's something that people can start right away just by looking into your eyes and telling yourself, I love you.
So it's almost like a daily affirmation?
It is. And to be honest with you, discovering, recreating that self-loving yourself is a daily process. It is work to do. It's not something that's just magical and you're going to, you know, be saying affirmations or I'm this and that and it happens. No, it takes an effort because you have to put the work into it because in order for that to be real with you, it has to be a part of what you say, what you feel, what you visualize of yourself. So it becomes in your whole entire body, your emotions and everything begin to feel this. So, yes, it is a daily process. And then it comes to the point where you wake up and it's just like, wow. You'll see yourself through the clear eyes without the glasses of all the other stuff that was on you, of the judgment and the shame. And those voices will change from being critical voices to more loving voices of yourself. You'll find yourself doing something that says, you know what, that's okay. It's okay. And opposed to beating yourself down. And that's when you'll start seeing that you're in that mode of love and self-love.
Yes, I can definitely believe that. Now, I know some people have turned to meditation. Do you do any meditation at all in your program?
I do. My program, and let me give you a little synopsis of how we do, the 21-day program. A 21-day program also comes with a workbook. So we start our day, and I always start off by saying, love yourself, value yourself, respect. It's all these things about yourself. And then I go into one subject, and the subject might be forgiveness for that day. And we'll speak on forgiveness and how forgiveness is not for the other person, but the forgiveness is for you to free yourself. Because when you're free, you're able to really move in the flow. So once we do our work that day, we always end it with a meditation, and we have a quote that we recite for that day. Our prayer for that day is, and we carry that quote with us throughout the day. So anytime you're going through your day, then you'll repeat that quote of what it is that we learned that day. So that it is a meditation, and because I am big on meditation, I do my meditation every morning, and I know it clears me to be able to just free myself of anything and just really feel myself in the greatness of who I am with my Creator. I don't know people's belief, but I know mine is with my greater source, my God. And so, yes, I do that to center myself to go through my day and be a blessing and a love to others.
Exactly. Now, it just for my clarity, because of COVID, are you doing this on the phone with the people within the 21 days, or is it a Zoom call?
No, the 21 days is not a Zoom call. The 21 days is an online course. So
okay.
What it is, they will have access to it, but like Monday, they will have the course they'll go through, but I will touch base like every Wednesday to see where we are. And people have access to me to go through this, but this is something that they'll go through each day. And then on Wednesday, I'll do a live, like a Q&A to find out where they are at their stuff and what we need to address and to be able to help them to go ahead and move forward to release these things. Yeah.
I see. So they can actually do it any time in the day if they have the course online to do it.
Absolutely.
At, you know, say 9 a.m. or 6 a.m. They can do it whatever time that works for them.
Absolutely. But I would always recommend that they do it. If they can do it the first thing in the morning. The court is not mm-hmm. long. I think it might be like about a good 20 to 30 minutes. That is something that you can do to really jumpstart you in that for that day. So that way when you shift into your forgiveness mode, just say for forgiveness for that day, as you're going through that day and things come up, you can just say, I forgive it and I release it. I forgive it and I release it. You know, because if you wait till the evening and you're doing it, you really don't have that time to really let it embed in you and work through it. It's more so, you know, just, okay, we're doing it, going to sleep. But if you're able to live it that day, allow yourself to live it and experience what comes up that day, that will help you to move forward to the next thing and really get closer and closer to finding out and discovering who you are and being able to love you as you are.
So after they finish the 21 days, can they repeat this, you know, over and over so that they can they have access to it so that they can repeat it over and over to help build it up if they need more?
They'll have access to it for, I think, about a week after that. But then the thing is there's other programs that they would have available to them if that's what they need. Some people, if they want to sign up for coaching, I do have coaches that they can sign up with these coaches to help them, you know, move further at whatever assistance they need. So it's always something that I want them to continue to grow and not just the 21 days. The 21 days is really to skip you. And now that you're feeling this, now you want to take this and run with it because now you are able to feel your desires and your dreams. You know what direction you want to go. So now we have, you know, if you want to do a coach who can assist you in doing this. You know, if we another program that we have, you might want to go a step higher and do a one-on-one, something like that, you know, or take other programs that we have in workshops. So it's always something to keep you growing, to get you to that point where you're whole and now you're ready to serve and give who you are back to the world.
Great. So you could do some sort of refresher if you go through a difficult time and you fall off the wagon, basically, and you need to
Absolutely.
Have that reboost. They can
right because remember
the
they do have their work. They do have their worksheet. Right, because see, they
okay,
do have
the
workbook. So you can always go back with your workbook. You're going
to
download your workbook, so you can always go back and review all of that and address those things again. Yes, do a refresher.
Well, this sounds absolutely wonderful. We are down to our last 5 minutes. So I just wanted you to reiterate how people can get in contact with you because I know your name is very unique. So we want to make sure we get that spelling out there. So you want to give the email account?
Okay.
One
so
more
my
time,
email
slowly.
Address is, okay. Email address is Trecia, that's T as in Tom, R-E-C as in cat, I-A dot essence. enterprise@gmail.com.
Excellent. I just so appreciate you taking the time out to come on our podcast and share because I feel like this is something that is very greatly needed. So I'm excited to be able to share this with the world. And I know that we had some callers that were on the line. I didn't know if any of them had a question. We have just about 4 minutes left. If they had any question that they wanted to ask, we can take a moment to see if there's anybody on the line that had a question. Any of our callers on the line, if you have something to say, you can unmute yourself now to ask a question, or if not, we can close out the call.
I'm here. Can you see my number?
Yes. And what is your name?
Okay. My name is Regina, Regina Smith.
Okay, Regina. All right, Regina, you have a question for Tricia?
I actually have a comment. I took this course with her, online course, and it is excellent. And it was the door opener to many, many other doors that's opened to me to come to my greatness and to come to feeling real comfortable and falling in love with me. And I just had a birthday last Friday, and I turned 66. And I feel so elated and excited for all the different things I've experienced that stacked on top of each other that led me to where I am and feeling this awesomeness about myself. And I started that course with her, and then I did some inner child work as well. And I said that 66 is going to be a chapter, that chapter 66 is going to be an epic year for me. I just feel like my life has just made a turn. When you get to a certain age, you realize it's time to give back. It's time to play it forward for other people that they may experience this joy. And COVID, I think, has had a lot to do with, you know, you really doing some self-reflection. And I just wanted to say that today.
Thank you, Regina. So glad you called. And happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Wonderful. We have about one more minute. Is there any other callers that would like to share or ask a question of Tricia? Okay. Well, we will leave it with that. I want to thank you again, Tricia, for your time. And once again,
oh,
you can
pleasure,
get in touch with
pleasure.
Her through tricia.pureessenceenterprise@gmail.com. I thank all of our callers who called in and got on the podcast. We hope you have a fantastic day. This is Taran Travel with Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. And I always want to end my call saying, take a moment every day to do something for someone else to make a difference. So help another person every day in some way. Thank you again for calling in. Thank you again for tuning in, and have a fantastic rest of the day. Thank you, Tricia.
Thank you. Much love to you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.